Hey guys, welcome back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast, the podcast where we talk about Broadway tips, tricks, advice, and our adventures as best friends. My name's Michelle.
And my name is Skylar.
And as you can hear, I sound like a 70-year-old smoker. Unfortunately, I am a bit of a sickling this week. I don't know what it is, something with like a throat infection. I don't know, but I've had fever now for like 3 days. But I am committed to you guys, and we are not missing an episode.
Hey,
So,
sometimes the show must go on, unless your death becomes her and that doesn't happen. Boom.
oh, that's true. That's true. But yeah, we professionals
Show
here.
you, yeah, we're professionals.
Yeah, we professionals here. We ain't no cough cough Megan Hilty.
That's so crazy to me. I don't think I'll ever not be salty about it. I feel like when we're like 80 years old, we're gonna bring it up.
I don't know how I'm ever gonna get over the fact that we showed up and they were just like, yeah, you're not happening. I mean, listen, I understand she was sick, but what bothers me
Yeah.
is like, was there no understudy prepared?
You know
Like,
what I keep thinking about? Isn't it like one of the parts of like Tech Week? Like, I feel like I saw with a maybe happy ending, Hannah, she's like the standby for Claire, and she was at Tech every day
Yeah, I don't
and doing
understand.
put-ins and stuff. So like,
It's strange to me that they didn't have the understudy ready to go, and it was literally only the second day of the show. I don't know. I was always taught growing up that the show must go on. So it amazes me still that they jumped to canceling it so easily.
Isn't it like the show must go on, but everybody like knows that even like the stage manager, if it comes down to it, like they go on.
Yeah, like you do whatever you can to keep the show going. Like, literally, speaking of being sick, like, I used to perform a lot growing up, and I remember like I would go to theater camp every year, and I had 1 year where it was our big like finale show, and of course the weekend of the show, which we've been working on for like over like a month, I had a 103 degree fever, and I still went on during the show. They made me like a little separate dressing room so I wouldn't get the rest of the camper sick. But I would go on for every number. And like, of course, that year, one of our big numbers that we did was American Idiot,
Oh
because
my
that was the
God.
year that American Idiot like was on Broadway. And I literally was on stage headbanging with a 103 degree fever. Like,
Yeah,
come
that's
on.
what, like, come on. Never get over it. The show
And
must go on.
the show must go on. And now we're doing a podcast with a throat infection, but it's totally cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just have extreme from working in the schools for so long that I have like such a good immune system. Don't know how.
That's what bothers me more than anything. I just feel like whenever I get sick, I always like get sick, like I never really get just like a simple cold. But like also, what just bothers me this time is I just don't know where I got sick from, honestly.
Probably Thanksgiving.
Probably Thanksgiving, or maybe I did do a little Black Friday shopping, but I really stayed away from the crowds. I went to like some smaller stores. I mean, I did go to Target, but like I wasn't near anyone. Like, but I guess all you need is to like touch that one thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably Thanksgiving, though. That's kind of where it all
Yeah, I will
stems.
say I did get spit on a little bit by one of my nephews, but it's okay. He's cute, so it's he's a little
Yeah, kids are
five-year-old.
the grossest. But yeah, so
Yeah.
she's sick. I'm fine. But
But you said you weren't feeling great either.
I wasn't, but I refuse to accept if I don't feel good. Like, I'll just keep going. Like, and that's probably a really bad quality, but like, I was like, oh, my throat kind of hurts. Oh, whatever. And then I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's just get this done. And like, even if I'm tired, I'm like, let's just go. I'm gonna pretend like I'm
Yeah.
not.
See, that's the thing. I usually try to do that too, but I think what really hit me this time was the fever. It's been like having chills and aches and stuff up the wazoo, but like I just don't get it because like it's not even COVID or anything. I took multiple tests, like I don't know, like a little throat thing. That's one thing. Like you could get on about your day, you know, have like a nice cough drop and like
Yeah.
swallow some honey, drink some tea. But like, I don't know, fever's annoying, man.
Yeah, no.
It gets you, it
Well,
gets you. But I've still been working like every day too. Like I work today.
yeah.
Doing the best I can.
Yeah.
I know we all are. Everybody out there, make sure you have your vitamin C and your vitamin D. Keep yourselves healthy.
Yeah. It's gonna get you when it gets you.
Yeah. Take your
That's
flu
coming.
shots if you believe in that. You know, not everyone
No,
does. I don't
no
know.
comment. I'm not commenting. I'm
What?
not getting canceled on that.
That's why I said
Okay.
if you believe in
Hyper
them, take it. If you believe in them, you take
Nation
it.
song. Broadway. Less of this depressing sick stuff. Broadway. We always start the podcast off by talking about our hyperfixation songs. This week was interesting. I don't think you'll pick mine. Because I went completely like not off the deep end, but a little off the deep end. Would you like me to go first? Do you want to go first?
I'll go first. Only so then I could stop talking for a minute. Get it done. So I'm not gonna lie to you, I really haven't listened to much music this week. I don't know, I just haven't really been in the mood for it. Like I'm actually, instead of really listening to music, I've been on a Christmas movie binge.
Oh yeah. There's some great ones.
Great ones. I've been watching all the new Netflix movies. I highly recommend that Lindsay Lohan one. I forgot to tell you I watched it finally.
I told you to watch it. Our Little Secret.
Yes.
Love
I
it.
watched it last night. I forgot to tell you I watched it.
Loved it.
Loved it. Oh my God.
Right?
You
Wasn't it
would
so
not
sweet?
know. You would not know that's a Netflix movie.
That's so sweet.
But
I
yeah, so
liked
I'm
it.
I rewatched the first two Santa Claus movies. So I've been on a movie binge, but I guess if I had to pick songs for this week, number three, which I had on my list before, would be Never Fall in Love with an Elf from Elf.
Yeah.
I'm still obsessed with that song, and I really want to like learn it myself. I just feel like it's such a good song to sing, and I feel like for any of you out there listening, like who maybe auditions and stuff, I feel like that'd be a really good choice for an audition song. Because I don't think a
Yeah.
lot of people do it, and that's really the, you know, the things you want to find.
Yeah, because people are probably sick of the same I dreamed a dream or
Yeah, and I feel like everyone now with Wicked is going to be doing Wicked stuff again,
Oh,
which
yeah.
like, guys, don't do Wicked. But then speaking of Wicked, number two on my list for this week is going to be What Is This Feeling? From Wicked, the new movie version.
Right?
I'm so into it. It may be because of all the TikToks. Obviously, that song is
We have
trending.
to learn that dance. Like, if
Yeah.
we could do that, you know how like iconic it would be?
Yeah, we
We
gotta
wouldn't
find
stop
time.
doing it, but.
Yeah, I really think we should. I think we should find some time to learn it and post it.
Right?
Yeah,
Although
I
we might
want.
be really behind the trend, but
But you know what? We beat to the what is it? We marched to the beat of our own drums here.
drums, yeah.
So that's one of them. And then in my number one spot for the week is Defying Gravity from the new
Yeah.
movie. I'm so obsessed with the last like 30 seconds with Cynthia Erivo. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, I fast forward most of the song and just go to the ending.
Yeah, it's so good. And I like how they included that like in the cast album, the cast album, movie album. 'Cause I feel like it's such an important part of it.
It is, and I actually really love the new arrangement too with the unlimited.
Yeah.
The more I listened, at first I was kind of turned off by it, but the more I listen to it now, the more I really like it, and it actually makes sense to kind of be in that moment.
Yeah, definitely. No, definitely. I think it's really good. I think at first we were all skeptical because it is like a Broadway musical and we've seen some flops, but I'm so glad that they didn't flop. But one thing I will say is I heard that they added two new songs to part two, so I'm a little nervous about that.
Yeah, I'm nervous about that as well. And I heard about that too. And also something I should have mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, which I forgot to mention, I just realized, is that this episode is going to focus on Wicked. At the
Yeah.
end of the episode, we're going to do a big review of the Wicked movie. So if you have not seen the movie yet, be aware there may be spoilers. But we tried to wait a bit to see if most people saw the movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so we're going to get into talking about all of this more. But yeah, I am concerned also about these new songs. I mean, I trust
Okay.
Stephen Schwartz, but one of the things I liked about part one is that they didn't have new songs.
I think we've said that like a bunch of times too, and that's what
Yeah.
like I like that they just elevated it. I mean, we're gonna
Yeah.
talk about it, but like I don't know, I'm scared. And I heard like, sorry, I just have the one thing about it. I heard that they added the two songs so that they each, Cynthia and Ariana, can have like one song each that could be nominated for, I think, a Grammy. That's what I heard.
Are you kidding me?
That's what Trisha Paytas said on her podcast.
Well, Trisha's the queen and I trust Trisha. So if
Yeah,
that's the
so I think it's
case.
a Grammy. A Grammy would make sense because it's music, right? Yeah.
So you're kidding me? Like, wouldn't the Grammy be for like Wizard and I and like, Oh, I'm Not
Well, I
That
guess
Girl? Like,
because
they
it's
have
not,
solos.
I think because it's not best new score or something. I don't know. Like,
Oh.
something like with the new. I gotta do more research because she just said it quickly and I was like, wait, that's not, I don't like that.
That really bothers me if that's the case, because that's no reason to add a
Right?
song.
If it's for the story, yeah, sure.
I thought maybe one of the new songs was gonna be Nessa Rose's part, because she has that song in Act Two that they never included on the album, so
Yes.
I thought it was gonna be that.
That's what it should be.
That's what makes the most sense, but.
I don't know. We'll see. We have a whole year, though.
Know what I want? I want Jonathan Bailey to have another song.
Me too.
He needs another solo. Like, even Dancing Through Life is not really a solo because it's like an ensemble number.
As long as your mind is going to take us out, but like, okay. Let's
Oh,
move on.
okay.
Okay. So my three are very. Two, you wouldn't really. I don't know. We'll see. At number three is Tell Me Ernest from Death Becomes Her. I just love it. So tell me, Ernest.
That was like the only song I remember from the show. And I remember I
Right?
said that when we reviewed it.
Although I was talking trash about them in the beginning, and meanwhile, they're in my Hyperfixation songs. But I don't know. I've just been liking it. At number two, I'm back at the Sunset Boulevard Sphere, and I really want to go back, like, really bad. I think mentally we both need that and Outsiders. Like, I think
Yes, please.
mentally, physically, spiritually, we need a day.
100%.
Because,
We need.
guys, we've not seen a show.
Yes, and I do want to make a public apology on here to Skylar because obviously it's my fault we haven't gone to a show because I'm sick. But we were
Well, last
supposed.
week too, we
Well, last
didn't
week
win.
too. But we. I will say we could have had the opportunity to go to a show this week. Skylar actually won lottery for Gypsy.
I
And
did.
it was the day I broke out in a fever. So I'm so
But I don't think it's a
sorry.
good deal.
No.
$69. And
Yeah,
when I thought about it, I was kind of like, okay, I'm okay with it.
and we actually we originally we didn't think there was a digital lottery, and then it popped
Yeah.
up on Telecharge for
Random.
69. Yeah. But yeah, I want to make an apology because it's my fault we couldn't go. I feel bad.
Okay. It's been a week anyway, so like it was better to just like chill a little bit. And
Yeah.
not like rush. 'Cause we rush straight from work. So it's a lot in a day.
It's very tiring, especially when it's so cold out now.
Yeah, and today was bad. And
Oh,
tomorrow's gonna be
really?
really windy. Like,
Really?
really windy.
I haven't been outside since Monday, so I don't
You
know.
don't leave.
I won't.
Stay indoors. Because we just took in our like outside furniture because we have like wind advisories out here.
Oh, I didn't
Yeah.
even know about that.
Cray, cray, cray.
Huh.
So yeah, I've been in the new Sunset because I really want to go again. New Ways to Dream. I don't know, it's so hauntingly beautiful, and like you get Norma's perspective of like seeing herself through like when, well, in the show, but every time I listen to the song, I picture that scene where the young Norma comes out and dances in front of her, and you just see how like devastated she is watching herself younger and who she is now. I don't know, I just really like it. I think it really shows how twisted Norma kind of is.
Yeah, the woman's cuckoo.
She cuckoo crazy.
I would love to see it again. I know we've said
I want
this
to see Mandy
before.
though.
I want to see Mandy with Tom.
So
Yeah.
bad. So bad.
I
Like,
did see, I think there's like Cyber Monday deals still going on right now on Todaytix. I wonder if we just buy tickets for a Mandy performance. And I also saw it was announced there's like a week straight, I think in January or
yeah.
February, that she's going
She's
on.
gone. Yeah. I wonder if we, because I'm always tempted to do that, but then I'm like, all right, we've had such great luck with the rushes. So I don't
True.
know. Like, that's what makes me
True.
nervous, because we've had really good luck.
I know. I know. I would be open to doing Rush again. We could try it. We have to look at what week it is. I
Yeah,
will
definitely.
say, just something exciting is that if we buy two more tickets on Todaytix,
Oh,
we unlock
yeah.
gold.
So we
So
gotta go. All
we
right,
got to
we
do
got things to
something on
do.
there.
We
Yeah.
gotta do it. And then at number one, after watching all the Gavin Creel tribute stuff and like the hair videos, I've been listening to, for some reason, I thought it was just called Let the Sunshine In, but it's a long name. It's called The Fresh Failures slash Eyes Look Your Last slash Let the Sunshine In.
Yeah, is it a? I always got confused by that. Is it a medley or is that just the name?
It's like a semi-medley, I would say. Because it starts out one and then like goes into Let the Sunshine In. So I would say semi-medley. I've been really obsessed with it, especially like after hearing like his interview with Paul, what's his name? Whatever. Starts with W. Where he was like, when he dies, he wants to be perform that. I was like, so I went back and listened to Hair. I was like,
Did
oh
you
man.
see the cast performed it, but they
Yes.
isolated his vocals?
Sobbed. Sobbed.
Beautiful.
I literally was at work and I was like quickly like before the kids came and was scrolling through TikTok. I was like, nope. I was like, save that for later. But I was like, I felt the tears. Like, not today. It's beautiful. They did a great job with that. I wish we went.
Yeah.
But
Beautiful.
so yeah. I thought we could quickly just talk about Thanksgiving recap and how exciting the performances were. And some lots of falls that occurred.
Yeah, that okay. I don't want to sound horrible, but for some reason it's so funny to me that the one Broadway show where they perform in the rain
Yes.
is the one Broadway show where they fell
They fell.
twice. I'm
I
so
agree.
sorry to
It
Daryl
was so funny
Tofa
though.
and Dan Barry, but why is it the one show where you perform in the rain is the
Rain
one
and
where
you
you
fall.
fall?
Like, yeah, no
No.
other show, nobody fell. A lot of
Oh,
people like dropped their like, what is that? Batons?
really? I didn't see that
I saw a
part.
bunch of people. I was like, oh, that's not good.
I saw there was like this Irish performance, and like three or four people fell during that.
Oh my
Because they were doing like Irish step dancing on
Yeah,
like
you
the
can't really do
wet.
that. Yeah. I will say though, I was a little like weirded out, not weirded out, annoyed a little bit. Not annoyed. What's a less severe word? Confused, maybe. For Death Becomes Her, like I understand Michelle Williams is a big name, but I don't think it was nice that they didn't have Megan Hilty and oh my God, Jennifer
Jennifer
Simard
Simard, yeah.
perform.
Yeah, I mean, I was funny their little intro, but
Yeah.
I don't know why they couldn't have done it like a medley. Like that's what
Right?
Outsiders did. It was a medley.
Yeah. I was a little confused by that.
I think for me I don't want to sound biased. I mean, I know we love the musical, but I actually thought the strongest performance out of the three musicals was Outsiders.
Oh yeah, they were very lively.
Yeah. And actually, Skylar was texting me during it, and after the performance, she tried to go on
Oh yeah.
Telecharge to see what tickets were like, if like prices went up. You couldn't even get on. There was a waiting queue.
Which I've never experienced on Telecharge. I was like, oh
Never.
no. But
Yeah.
there's been lotteries. We haven't been winning, but there's been lotteries, which I was shocked.
I would
But
like to. I would like to try to see it again. I feel like it is time.
we haven't gone since October. Right?
Which for like normal people would sound fine, but for us, that's a
Not good.
heartbreak.
Not good. Not good. We haven't seen Brody, so we got things to do.
Although,
And
you know
RJ
what?
was just Paul.
I know. I wish we saw that. You know,
You
we're
have a
not the
couple more
only.
days.
Oh, maybe we can go. But
I
you know, we're
know.
not the only people who haven't seen Brody. I saw a TikTok just the other day of this girl who was like, "All I want to see in Outsiders is Brody." And it took me going to Barnes and Noble to meet him for like 1 minute to meet him in person. But yet I've seen the show like five times and I can never see it.
Oh my God. Oh shoot. Okay, well, at least we're not alone.
Yeah.
That's tough. It's hard. It's hard. But he's been in a lot more. Like this past week he's been in.
Yeah.
So,
But a
yeah.
lot of other people have been out. Like, I saw Jason's been out a lot, but I know it's
He's
because
got
he's touring.
concerts. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess we're gonna talk about some Christmas shows that are opening. So if you want to go for the holidays, one that I wish we could get there because I would love to see this. At Paper Mill Playhouse, which is in Jersey, I believe. They have White Christmas that's opening this week.
Can I tell you a secret?
What?
I've never seen White Christmas. It's a movie, right?
It's a movie, yeah. I've never seen it either.
Really? I
That's
thought
why I
you
want
would
to
have
go.
seen it. I thought you would have seen it because you're a Christmas specialist.
No, I don't know why. But I think it's something when it's a musical, I'm always like, I want to see it live before I watch it on TV.
Really?
Which is weird. Because I know, like,
Interesting.
a lot of places around here have it. I've never gone.
I really thought you would have seen it, like, because you're a Christmas movie fanatic, like.
I am, but some, I feel like I circle the same ones every year. I'm trying to open an expand, but.
If we could get to it, I would love to go see it because it has a
Right?
great cast, like Max Clayton. Like, I love
Amazing.
Max Clayton. I've been a fan of his for a while.
Yeah.
I would love to see him really in like a leading role.
Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah, it looks
It looks
fantastic.
amazing. Just Jersey.
I'm surprised they haven't brought that to Broadway. Was it
Maybe
on
next
Broadway
year.
before?
I'm not sure.
Something we gotta look up.
But maybe next year, because they did Elf this year.
Yeah. I
Maybe
feel like
they'll
it, I feel
do
like it had to have been on Broadway before.
it. Probably, but we definitely missed it. But it looks
Yeah.
so good. I would love to go. It's just trekking there.
It's just Jersey.
Yeah, sorry, people from Jersey.
Sorry, Jersey. You do have great things. Like you have the American Dream Wall, so I'll applaud you on that.
Yeah, we'll go there. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Another thing is A Christmas Carol returns to the Merchant's House Museum. What actually, one of my like old worker like co-workers when I worked at the theater, they go every year. And she's like, you don't miss this. Like, it's a year, every year tradition. She's like, it's incredible. It's a 70-minute production, and it's Dickens' own works that they perform. They don't change anything. It's literally his words.
Interesting.
Yeah, she said it's worth it.
You know my favorite production of A Christmas Carol?
Disney.
The Muppets.
The Muppets. That's a good
Yeah.
one. Me too. Me too. For
One
some
of my
reason, I was thinking
favorite.
Disney. But is that too scary? Like for kids?
A Christmas Carol?
Yeah.
I mean, past and present aren't too scary, but future always creeped me out.
Okay. So I was trying to find like stuff for like the week before Christmas, like what to watch.
You could definitely show the Muppets one to them.
Okay. 'Cause I haven't watched it in a while. I was like trying to think back. I'm like, is it too scary?
You should show them that. You could show them like Mickey's Once Upon and Twice Upon a
Yeah,
Christmas.
love those.
They're fantastic.
They have such a good storyline too.
Play the Santa Claus. It was so good. I rewatched it this week. It's such a good movie.
So good.
And
But
that won't scare them.
yeah. But I'm like, is it too like grown up concepts?
I
Like, will they
feel
ask me
like
questions? That's what I'm more concerned about.
I think number one they will. I don't think they will with number
Number
two as
two,
much. Number
right?
two has always been my favorite. I think it's better than number one.
Maybe I'll do that.
And number three is just there.
I always love three.
Skylar, what?
With Jack Frost?
See, that one, I hated the Jack Frost storyline.
Really?
And I never understood why Scott Calvin would want to give up being Santa. It just didn't feel like him. It also bothered me that Bernard wasn't in the movie. It bothered me that Charlie was like hardly in it.
Speaking of like Santa Claus, we Dreamcast our Santa Claus, so go look on our TikTok. Kind of iconic.
Oh yeah, I think we had a great Dreamcast for
I
that.
would love that. But yeah, I don't know. I like three. Maybe I like the fact that like they were growing their family. I don't know.
Yeah, I do like that part.
That'd
Did
be
you watch the
cute.
Santa Clauses TV show?
Are you kidding me? Heck yeah. I love we talked about Cal. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, Cal. Yeah, Cal.
Cal, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Wait, did you like what I did you scroll through my Spotify Wrapped when it got to Brody?
Yeah.
Number one, baby. No, that was funny.
I know you did your Spotify. I did my Apple. I don't know who, one of the people that it says I'm in like their top 1,000 listeners. I have no idea who the guy is. If you watch the video,
So funny.
I think he was
Is it
involved
from
with
Trolls?
spam. No, I think he was involved with Spamalot because
Okay.
when I was watching it, it started playing Spamalot music, but I have zero idea who it is. I tried to look it up. I think it's the conductor. So I'm like, what? I was like, what?
I'm so dead. That's so funny.
Yeah, I was confused.
It's just a random person. Like, sick. So I guess yeah, so we did our Spotify and Apple Wrap, so you could check on our TikTok. It's very predictable. Very predictable. but
Our
we'll
lists
talk
are
more
almost
about
the
it.
same.
Literally. Next is there's this 8-hour show that you can go see called Gats. And it's featuring the full unabridged The Great Gatsby text. Would you sit? You get a break, but would you sit in a theater for 8 hours watching one play?
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
Mm.
Okay, I did it for Harry Potter, so I know I can. Because when I first saw Harry Potter, it was like right when it first opened, and it was still two parts. So
Yeah.
the first show, it was like, well, actually, it wasn't 8 hours. I mean, it was like about three and a half hours, I think, the first part. And
Okay.
then you had like an hour and a half break, and then you had the second part. So it definitely wasn't 8 hours. It was maybe like an hour less, but it was close. So
Yeah.
I feel like I could do it again. It's do I think I could do it with this show? Probably not.
So it'd have to be like specific.
Yeah, like could I sit through an 8-hour version of Bridgerton or The
Yeah.
Outsiders? Like 100%. Could I sit through an 8-hour version of Gatsby? No.
Yeah, I don't know. I just can't imagine. Oh, it has a 2-hour intermission and a 2 15-minute break. I just like, are they reading just the book?
I
No, it's a
think.
script.
From as I remember hearing about it online, I think it's actually like it's supposed to be The Great Gatsby, but it's almost more modern. Like it's a guy working on like a typewriter or something, or they're in an office setting, and then all of the characters kind of start melding and becoming the characters from The Great Gatsby.
I don't know.
So it's that, but it's not exactly that. But
Yeah.
girl, I don't think it's for me.
No, I don't know. Like, definitely I could sit through like Bridgerton. Like, we've sat there for watching like a full season. I just, it depends on how captivating they make it. That would be the major issue. Like, if it's like one person just sitting down and just speaking, I think I would lose my mind. But if they make it like more exciting or like more like effects and stuff, like, yeah, Harry Potter was easy. Like, I didn't have any, I mean, I saw the when they combined it, but it was still like a long show. I didn't have any complaints.
You know what's interesting though is they're going to be condensing Harry Potter down again, which I think is a
Yeah, I
huge
don't
mistake.
understand why they're doing that. Do you think that's going to close soon?
I hope not because it's so good. But in all honesty, I think they're hurting themselves by condensing it down. I think it would have lasted longer if it stayed a two-parter.
Yeah, because
Because
you're.
they're actually taking away like the best parts of the show, like some of the twists and turns, like almost don't make as much sense because of it being condensed down.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy. So, our consensus is if you do it, please let us know. Because I don't think we're going to go do it.
Yeah. Well, I isn't it closing soon?
Yeah, I believe so. But if you did it, just let us know. Because I'm kind of curious how you felt during it. And, like, what your thoughts were while you were sitting there. If you're thinking of other things or focused on it.
Yeah, I feel like my brain would drift off.
Yeah, I think mine would do.
Some other Broadway news, they announced more of the cast for the upcoming production of You're in Town, which is a part of Encores at the New York City Center. I really want to go. So previously it was announced that Jordan Fisher is going to be in it, Taron Killam, Keila Siddle, Stephanie Stiles. But yeah, I
We need
think
to
we
go.
would love it. Like they just announced today, like Kevin Colquhoun's going to be in it. Like he's hilarious. Danny
Yeah.
Quadrino, love Danny Quadrino. Like it is such a good cast.
Where did I just see what show that Rainn Wilson was just casted in? Oh my
Who?
God. Rainn Wilson from The Office.
Oh, you're in town.
Yes. My bad.
It's
Yes.
part of it. It's part of it.
I was about to grab my phone. Yes, we
I
need
gotta
to
see
see
him.
him. And
I
they
gotta
have
see him.
the, what was it, the 20, $25? How much is it?
I
35.
think it's 28. I think it's 28.
28. You gotta
But
get on it.
last time we tried to do it, they were gone already. So I don't know how we do it quicker. I have to take a look at it. But I
Are tickets
really
on
would.
sale?
I don't know. We actually should take a look. I can look if I got any emails about the discounted tickets, but
Yeah, we gotta go.
I really want to go to this. And also, I've never seen You're in Town, but I heard it's
Never.
so good.
Yeah, I don't want to look up anything. I think it'd be so fun if we went just like not knowing any of the songs.
Yeah. I only know like one little small part of I think Run Freedom Run, but that's
Yeah.
it. So I really would like to go.
Definitely, and experience something like new. Like, that's what we need is like a fresh, like, new show.
I agree. So a little final piece of Broadway news before we get into our big review and discussion on the Wicked movie. It was just announced that Ollie Louise Borgsy, Anthony Rapp, and Lola Tung, and even more huge celebrities are set to do a reading of a brand new musical called The Turning Musical. So it says here that The Turning follows two best friends who search for healing at a California wellness retreat, which ultimately reveals itself to be something else entirely.
That could be interesting.
It's an interesting concept.
It's a new one. It's not about vaccines or anything, so that's cool.
Yeah.
New concept.
I'm kind of into that.
It kind of cool that Lola Tong is like, you say tongue. I just said tongue. My
Is that
bad.
not her name? What's her name? Tongue.
Tongue.
Tongue, like the
Okay, good.
tongue, right?
Okay, like
Yeah.
the tongue? Okay, good. I was gonna say Robbie. That she's like more in the musical scene lately.
Yeah, I'm happy about that too. I'm curious to see how this all intertwines with when the third season comes out of Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yeah.
Speaking of Summer I Turned Pretty, can we talk about Gavin for a second?
Oh my God, do you see the way that they're side-eyeing him?
People
Oh
are
my
pissed.
God.
How could you hide for like 2 years that you were in a relationship and then all of a sudden post like, hell yeah, we
Like, weird.
married?
Weird.
Like, I know people are probably pissed because, you know, like he's him, but at the same time, it's like, I think people would have been less pissed if you were just honest that you were in a relationship.
It's very weird to me.
I
But it's
agree.
funny to go back to like her pictures and like the pictures of him was always like his head turned away and be like, oh my God, that was him the whole time.
Yeah, like you would never even know it. Like,
But how did like not paparazzi, but I guess paparazzi, how did they not get them going out?
don't know. The whole thing is weird to me. But also, I think they got engaged, like only after dating, like for less than a year or something. I don't know.
That's crazy.
The whole thing is strange.
It like makes my head hurt a little bit.
People keep saying that he's Jeremiah in real life.
Literally.
And
Did
now
you
I'm
read the books?
like, I didn't, but I really want to. It's something that's been on my list for a while.
I did. It was interesting. I don't think you need to. I think it's very different.
In the book, she ends up with Conrad, right?
Spoiler.
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 But it is
Spoiler.
Conrad, right?
Yeah.
I heard that they're saying for the TV show, they're gonna change it. I feel like in the show, she actually may end up with Jeremiah.
No.
That's what they're
See?
saying. That's what they're saying
No.
is that they wanted to have the books be Conrad and the show
That's
Jeremiah.
a no for me. You can't do that. It's always Conrad.
It's that's the whole point. I know.
Wait, is the third season the last season?
I think so.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's getting a little cringe.
Yeah. Although, I mean, it's never cringe seeing, you know, Conrad and Jeremiah on the screen, but.
True. The tongue out. Not the tongue.
Did
Ow! Did you?
you just hit your head into the wall?
I did.
Oh my
Oh
God.
my God.
We're
I forgot
having a
I don't
moment.
have a pillow behind me.
We're having a moment here. Do I sound a little less like a cougher, like a smoker right now? I feel like I'm opening up a
No,
little.
it's Phoebe's sexy voice.
What?
It's Phoebe's sexy voice from Friends.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I wonder if anyone out there is listening to this and they're like, yeah.
They're like, who's Phoebe? What is Friends? Could you imagine? I would cry. Go watch Friends, everybody.
Go watch Friends if you haven't. You know, I know they made the Friends parody musical, but like I want to see an actual Friends musical.
Yeah, I in the office they did one too. I can't go to those. I don't want, no lie.
No, I'm not into parodies. I want like real things.
Yeah. We're also talking about our friends' characters, which I think would be fun to like figure out
I
at
think you're
some point.
Phoebe.
Really?
I think you're Phoebe. I think I'm Monica.
I
Which
gotta
is
think
also,
about it.
remember the episode of Friends where Monica's sick and she's like, don't you want to get with this?
Oh my God, I forgot about that. I love that.
Yeah,
Love.
I think I'm Monica. I think you're Phoebe.
I gotta do like a deep dive.
I don't think we have a Rachel.
Oh, we only have each other. Let's be
Yeah,
honest.
hey, let us know if you want to be our Rachel.
Yeah. You want
But
me to be a third in this?
yeah, you
Literally.
remind me of Phoebe because, you know, you're a vegan. And
Oh.
sometimes you can be a little hippie-ish.
Sometimes.
In a good way.
In a good
In a
way.
good way. Like you're a little bit like chill. You got your couple tattoos. You're like, yeah, man.
Oh. I guess I am the chiller one out of the two of us. Where I'm just like, all right,
That
it's what it is.
is, that's true. And I'm the
You're
like
like, we're dying,
neurotic
everyone's
freak.
dying. My head hurts, the world is ending.
It's we need a
Good.
Rachel to balance this out.
Although she's a little crazy at points.
She has her moments.
Yeah.
I will say, I was recently like Rachel when I made a homemade cheesecake for Thanksgiving.
Did you put salt
And
in it?
no.
Oh.
But there's an episode of Friends where her and Chandler, fight over the cheesecake.
Yeah.
And I was fighting because I wanted the last piece of cheesecake. And this was actually the night I got sick.
Oh
This
my
was
God.
weekend. But excuse me. So I was like, I want the last piece of cheesecake. So I won. I got the last piece of cheesecake, and I was like licking my container. And my brother looks at me and he's like, "What are you, Rachel? What are you doing?" Because in
Yeah.
that episode, they like eat the cheesecake off the floor and they need like every last bite of
Yeah.
it. And
I
he
thought.
said I was an animal like that the other day.
One is good, it's good. I thought you were gonna say when she made the shepherd's pie. No, the cake. But did the shepherd's pie?
No. Don't worry, I can cook. I can
That
cook.
was
I
so
ain't
funny.
Rachel.
So funny. I guess I'm kind of like that. I can't really cook well. But
I smell your cooking all the time. Your vegan meals, they smell pretty good.
yeah, I can do like a niche, but don't ask me to do anything like outside my scope. And well, if I can't taste it, like I've had people be like, can you make me
Yeah.
chicken? I'm like, well,
You don't know. How do you know it's good
I
yet?
don't know if I'm seasoning it correctly. So like,
Yeah. See, I'm a baker. I love baking and stuff and cooking. So I feel
yeah.
like that's what makes me also similar to Monica.
That makes sense.
Like,
Makes
she loves
sense.
making cookies, and I love making cookies.
I could go for a cookie.
I have a cookie right here.
What the heck?
Today was free cookie day at the local cookie store.
Oh, because I saw something on Starbucks
Free cookie day.
dang. I'm definitely gonna have a snack after this. I'm thinking about it. Okay. So I guess
Done.
we should go into our big amazing topic of the day, which is Wiccan.
So for Wicked, it's a little similar to our other reviews that we do
Yeah.
where we go through the Broadway shows, but I did change the topics up a little bit for this week. I didn't even go over it really with Skylar.
Yeah. Me just I'm like, yeah. Like I know everything.
In regards to the topics, and if you have anything that you want to add to this, let me know. The topics this week that
I
we're
have
ranking on
faith.
a scale, thank you.
Faithfully. Oh.
The topics that we're rating on a scale of 1 to 10 are costumes, set designs,
Naturally.
songs slash music slash new arrangements,
Oh.
book slash script,
Ah, that makes sense.
directing,
Oh, Jonathan Jewel.
choreography,
Oh.
casting choices,
No.
acting,
Okay.
and special effects slash CGI.
There we go. The word I couldn't think
And
of.
yes, ma'am.
There you
And
go.
unfortunately, this week we can't talk about theater bathrooms. But we did go to the movie bathroom. It was pretty okay.
All right,
It was all
it's
right.
typical.
And then I also thought something we should discuss is what are our predictions for what we think is going to happen in part two? Like any
Oh,
changes or adjustments. Now, I will say for everyone out there, spoilers, spoilers, spoilers.
extreme spoilers.
If you one haven't seen the Wicked movie and you don't really know anything about Wicked, turn off the podcast. I'm giving you
Yeah.
permission. Two, if you only saw the movie and you didn't see the actual musical and you don't know part two, I would turn off the podcast because
Yeah.
we may spoil things that are in part two, but it is important to talk about a lot of the foreshadowing that was in part one. So yeah, we tried to hold off until a lot of people saw the movie.
We waited way longer than most people, because people were spoiling
Oh
it.
my God, the first day all the canned meals were spoiled. But you know, we're nice people, and those people
We are
sucked.
nice. Yeah, that was not nice of them.
It was not nice.
Unkind.
I don't know if we necessarily need to do a big summary of Wicked.
No,
But I
we
guess.
actually did. If you go back, we reviewed Wicked, the musical.
We did,
You could
that's
go
true.
listen to our summary of that.
That's true. I guess just a reminder though, it's about the Witches of Oz and how they became the Witches of
Yeah.
Oz. And there you go. That's it.
You have Elphaba and Galinda.
So, how do you want to start? Do you want to go by the categories to start, or do you want to first just talk about thoughts on the movie and then we can break it down further?
That's a good point. I guess let's go through the categories because we'll probably break it down and all our thoughts will be all mushed. So let's be a little organized here.
I agree. And I will say, Skylar and I have a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, a
And I
lot.
will say that the two of us cried multiple times and we're smacking each other in the theater.
We were
Multiple
respectfully,
times.
respectfully.
Respectfully, but I will say during certain moments, we were giving each other a good 1-2 smack.
Like, oh, good. There one part where I was just like hitting you like 3 times in a row, and I went, and then 5 minutes later, I went, oh my God, I'm so sorry I hit you so many times.
I was
I didn't expect to be that emotional.
me? Me neither. Like, we know the story. Like, why did I get so emotional?
Like, as soon as it started, the first note, I was like, oh.
We grabbed each
Tears.
other and we started crying. And then, like, you know, when you knew when we really smacked each other, as soon as Jonathan Bailey came on screen.
Both pass out.
We went into Bridgerton mode.
Literally, we forgot that we weren't on your couch.
I wish we filmed ourselves
Yes.
that day where we watched Bridgerton together, the
That
season
was.
three.
Wait, we full screamed.
Oh my
I'll
God,
never forget that.
we were screaming at the TV.
I was
We
sweating.
were hopping like in the living room. Like we were like acting abnormal.
Was so fun. That was the best day.
We are never watching Bridgerton another way.
No,
I
never.
can't. Never. Never. And if they do any more of those fan screenings, we're not going.
We're not going either.
Waste
Yeah, no.
the
Dude, that's a no for me, dog. The
time.
way we both got dresses too, I'll never get over that
I stood for like 6 hours in the rain in high heels thinking that the
either.
cast was gonna show up because they showed up to all the other
No.
fan screenings. And then
No.
we get literally second row seats and no one's at our screening.
Nobody's there.
They just replayed the first
Rude.
episode.
Rude.
Ay.
That
Well,
was
anyway, back
terrible.
to Wicked. That was a little
Wicked.
side rant. I guess starting with costumes.
I mean,
They were absolutely gorgeous. And I think so the costume designer of the Wicked movie was Paul Tazewell, who also worked on the Broadway show. And I feel like because of that, one, he really honored what the
right?
costumes should look like. But I just felt like everything was elevated to another level. And I do like that there were certain changes. Like, for example, I like that during Norman Mourns the Wicked, I like that Elphaba's in the pink dress, like the iconic Glinda dress, instead of, you know, the blue dress that she wears in the
Yeah.
Broadway show. I did see some pictures that the blue dress may be involved in the part two at some point. But I thought that was really important. I thought it led to many iconic moments. I also think it's very interesting how the costumes were used to foreshadow certain parts of the story.
Yeah.
Like, spoiler alert, if you look at certain moments where you see the scarecrow, you see that it matches Fiero's uniforms and stuff.
Yeah.
And even the way, like, box costumes, like, there's certain little nods to the Tin Man. And I loved how the Shiz University costumes were just elevated. I loved how One Short Day, like the costumes really like not gave a nod to One Short Day in the Broadway show.
Yeah.
I just thought everything was so beautiful and unique, and like I want to own every piece.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think, especially with the One Short Day costumes, I loved how you could tell, because we just saw Wicked again recently. I was like, oh my God, like they literally took those costumes, just elevated it. And like, as like us, we're extreme Broadway fans, we're extreme, you know, we love Wicked. That was such like a special moment for us, because they sometimes with movie musicals is they forget that. And I love how they stayed true to it, but just added those touches, added those little things. Like Galinda too, like her dress I'm looking at right here. But do you see like all the beautiful detail
It's
in that
stunning,
pink dress and Dancing Through Life?
and how all the sleeves it's supposed to represent the
The butterfly.
bubble
Yeah.
and the butterfly. And also, you know what costume I loved during What Is This Feeling? Elphaba's school uniform. I like that
Yes.
she's not in the little boring uniform from the Broadway show. I like that she's in like a little more form figure, fitting
Yes, I agree.
outfit. And I loved how she had her hair up in a ponytail with a braid in the back. Like, I like that they acknowledge that this is a different Elphaba, but I like that they still did it honoring the original.
Exactly.
Even down to, and you and me both noticed these, the glasses. Her
What?
glasses were gorgeous. The way that it swirled, and it even like it reminds me a little bit of like the time clock, which is a
Yeah.
big focus up in the musical.
Yeah, I agree. And the wizard too.
Oh yeah, loved his costume.
Like, even like the little detail of that. I was
Yeah.
just, I loved it. Like, I loved how true they were to the musical, but they just elevated it, and that's what they needed. Just a little bit of an elevation. That's what we, when we saw the show, we said that it was, the cast was a little older looking and more like it was missing that. And this just, nobody looked older. They looked like
Yeah.
they should be in college.
And it needed to be elevated to the next level, and also just to be modernized a bit. Like, it was interesting
Yeah.
how they created this false world of Oz, but at the same time they were able to modernize it for things to look current with today's audiences.
Yeah.
But I don't know, my favorite part of the costumes was all the little nods and the foreshadowing as to who these characters are going to become. Like,
Yeah.
even I saw someone on TikTok point out Nessa Rose's socks for the
Also,
entire
yeah.
first part of the movie. She's in the striped socks, which
Yep.
foreshadows the, later on what happens in part two.
Now, how do you feel about Elphaba's nails?
I don't, at first I thought I was going to hate it,
Me too.
but I ended up kind of really liking it.
Me too.
I think it fit the character. And the thing is, like, when she does embrace her powers more, and the quote unquote wickedness is supposed to like kick in, it does make sense that, to the portrayal of like a wicked witch,
Yeah.
it makes sense to me. But I loved how even her nail colors would change
Yeah.
Throughout the movie. Like, the more she kind of embraces who she really is, the colors become deeper. And I also felt like that was a great nod to the makeup of the Broadway show, where throughout the show, as she's supposedly becoming more wicked, her skin color gets dark, like a darker green. I like that they
Yeah.
did that through her nails instead.
Yeah. And I think like I thought of it this way, like when people, I don't know, when you don't feel great about yourself, I'm like, all right, I gotta get my nails done.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I thought of it, okay, she doesn't, maybe she doesn't like, she doesn't like the person she sees in the mirror. So maybe she tries to beautify herself through her nails. I don't know. My brain went that way for some reason. And I liked how, too, as she got, she was embracing that side of her, they got longer and they got more vibrant, even. Like you're able to tell the colors on the screen.
Yeah. I
Those
heard
are
that in
fun.
part two, her nails are like an extraordinary length. I'm a
Oh,
little
okay.
like it's gonna be like claws. I'm a little nervous if that's gonna turn me off after a certain point, because I think after a certain point, a certain length is really uncomfortable to look at, but to each their own.
Yeah. I think like up to like here. I don't know how to describe that.
Like by inches, like how many inches do you think? 2 inches?
Yeah, two,
I
three.
think she's going like, you know how Cynthia Erivo normally has really long nails? I
Yeah.
think she's going that far. Which I don't know about. I don't think the character
It doesn't
would
need it
do
that
that.
far.
I think it's a little extreme, but we'll see what happens with part two. But
Yeah.
for me, costumes were a 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
I
me
loved
too.
them.
Me too.
So, moving on to sets. The sets were designed by Nathan Crowley. And I know a lot of people may be thinking that, oh, they probably use CGI for a lot of the set work, but they actually didn't. They built these sets full scale because
Are
they
you
wanted to
shocked?
have, they wanted to have like the physical properties to act on and like to really make it more convincing and feel like the actors are in Oz.
I think that was an important aspect because if they did CGI for all of that, I think it would have taken us out of it.
I think it would have felt unrealistic, and I think it would have felt
Yeah.
more like a child movie. Like, you know what else I like The Wizard of Oz, the original version. They
Yeah.
had real sets, and I feel like
Yeah.
by them using real sets, it almost kind of honored The Wizard of Oz in a way.
Definitely.
But also, it's just amazing to think what they could do. Like, these sets were so beautiful. Like, Munchkinland and Shiz were gorgeous.
Insane. Insane. And the opening of No One Mourns the Wicked, insane. And when they
Insane.
rolled out the big well, I guess of Elphaba. But do you know the statue that they rolled out? Did you know that it was like an what's the word I'm looking for? Like homage? Not homage. What's the call? Oh my
Yeah,
God.
no, it's
What is
not
that called?
weird.
Homage? Okay. To when in the Broadway musical when they sing Defying Gravity and she goes up.
Yeah, it looked
I
like
love
the same
it.
pose. Also, in the beginning when the kids are running through the field, they
Yeah.
planted every single flower because they wanted it to be a certain
Yeah.
color scheme. Like, it's crazy to me how committed they were.
I'm
But
so glad they were.
I thought it was beautiful. The only set that I was a little disappointed with was the Emerald City. I wanted it to be a little more
Grander.
grander, a little more
Yeah.
spectacular. I felt like they didn't feel like they needed to do that because of the cameos that are in that scene. I felt like
Yeah.
they figured those are the grand parts or something.
Yeah.
I don't
But you almost want
know.
it to be different than Shiz. Like a big difference, at least.
Like, I was more wowed by Shiz than I was the Emerald
Yeah.
City. I did like the fact that they have like that little scene in the beauty parlor that's supposed to be a nod to The Wizard of Oz, like when Dorothy and they all get like their makeovers.
Yeah.
But I don't know, something about that disappointed me. I did another set piece I loved was when the wizard is showing the mini version of Oz and he's trying to create the yellow
Loved.
brick road. The little
Loved.
mini Oz is gorgeous.
I want one.
I want one in my backyard.
Right? That was insane. It was so cool how he utilized it too. I really like that. And when he used it to sing Wonderful or Sentimental Man.
Sentimental
Sentimental
Man.
Man. I don't know why I said Wonderful. But it's just,
Wonderful's in part two,
I
man.
know. Why did I even say that? Yeah, that was really cool.
I thought the sets were I don't know. I'm trying to decide if I want to give it a 10 out of 10 or if I want to go with a 9 only because I was disappointed by the Emerald City.
I guess as you're talking about it, I'm like, yeah, I guess I wasn't like wowed either. Because as I'm thinking about it or picturing it, I picture Shiz more in Munchkinland. I have that vivid memory. But the only memory I have of the Emerald City is the cameos and the wizard.
Yeah, it just felt small.
Yeah.
What would you give it?
Maybe a 9.
I'm gonna agree with you.
Because
It's
everything else
not an
was.
it's not enough to go to an eight, but
No. Because they did an amazing job. Even with, like, in Defying Gravity, when, like, the windows are breaking and stuff.
sick.
And, like, and the, like, abandoned area that they were in, too. Loved. Loved it. It was such a good idea.
It was sick. And even also during Defying Gravity, when all the lights turn off and the windows
Yes.
explode, like it's just the whole thing is sick. But
It was
like,
so good.
why can't I really remember the Emerald City much?
That's what I'm like, as I'm like thinking about it, I'm like, I have vivid memories of like certain things and I don't have much for the Emerald City. And that's supposed to be like, wow, like something they've never seen before. Like, oh my God.
Like and like it looks like it's gonna be wow when they get on the bullet train and it starts going
Yeah,
there. But then
that
they
was
get in there and I was
insane.
like, yeah.
That train, insane
That's a
that
cool
that was
set.
real. Like,
Yeah.
what?
That was an insane set piece. But my favorite part now is like I posted one on our Instagram story, like the memes that people are making of
Yeah.
like of the original Wizard of Oz, and everyone's like, can we all agree that this is the moment when Glinda decided not to tell Dorothy that there's a train that takes you to the Emerald City and that you have to? She made her like freaking walk the whole way.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh my God, that's so funny. I didn't even think about that. That's so funny.
There's a scene during like when Dorothy first lands and you see Glinda like kind of rolling her eyes a little bit, like looking like kind of like secretly pissed.
Yeah.
And everyone's saying now that that's the moment Glinda decided to not tell her
Yeah,
about
to not tell
the
her. Oh my God, that's so funny.
I
That's so true, though. Oh my gosh.
feel like I'm never gonna be able to watch the regular Wizard of Oz the same way.
No, I don't think
Like,
so either. I don't think so
never.
either. That's funny.
Yeah, I was like cracking up when I saw that the other day.
People think of like the coolest things. Like,
Yeah. Have you seen the guy on TikTok? Everyone's talking about him, where he just made that sound clip of Nessa.
yes,
Nessa.
yes.
Do you know that guy's in Swept Away?
That's a Okay, it keeps popping up on TikTok. I'm like, wait, what the heck? I was like, he's in Swept
Yeah.
Away? What the heck?
Yeah.
This is good promo. Like, maybe we should go see Swept Away. The Nessa guy is in it.
Everyone keeps saying, like, I saw someone commenting, like, I think it was actually him that posted. He was like, when people come to see Swept Away just to see the Nessa guy. But,
Totally.
I feel bad. Everyone keeps making fun of Nessa and Bob
I
with all the sound
know.
memes. I'm like, poor guys.
But Nessa,
But Nessa, Nessa.
Nessa.
Well, speaking of songs, let's move on to songs slash music slash new arrangements.
Arrangements, love.
There was not a single arrangement that I was pissed at.
I actually like Sentimental Man. What? Say what? I've not skipped
I
it.
agree. I agree. I used to fall asleep during that one.
Yep.
Even Something Bad.
I've been listening to that too.
And even I think it's the first time I really understood and felt like I could
Yeah.
connect with I'm Not That Girl.
I literally always skipped it. I'm sorry. Sorry, people. But when I would listen to the Wicked album, I would skip that one.
I would too.
Now I'm listening to it and I'm feeling the feels.
Oh my God. And her little like riffs that she's added it. She really made
Insane.
what I love about Cynthia Erivo is that she made the role hers, and she I think worked with Stephen Schwartz to do like these arrangements that really were
Yeah.
like iconic for like her as a singer, but also that really honored the story and only
Right.
elevated it to the next level. Also, I saw an interview last week that Stephen Schwartz was giving, where he was talking about the new ending of Popular, and he said he actually had to fight with Ariana Grande in order to have that be the new ending,
Wow.
because
Yeah.
she said to him, she was like, I don't like this new ending because I feel like you're only adding it in because I'm a pop singer and you know I can do like these big high notes and riffs and you're trying to acknowledge that. And he was like, no, he was like, if I could rewrite Popular and put this in the Broadway show, this is how I want the song arranged now. Like, this is something I regret not doing
Yeah.
originally. So that's why she was like, okay, I'm gonna honor what you want and we can do this in the
And do
movie.
it.
And the new ending is so interesting. Again, it elevates it to like the next level. Like, I just, Stephen Schwartz is such a genius. It's like he took these pieces that were already outstanding, and his new arrangements elevated it to the next level.
And dancing through life too.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful.
I love it.
You know what I love? The way the music for the Oz Dust Ballroom scene, the instrumental piece
Yes.
that's
Oh
on
my
the
God.
soundtrack.
It's beautiful.
I don't think I've ever cried at an instrumental the way I cry when I listen to that one.
Like you feel the character's emotions without even seeing anything. It's insane how he took the orchestration and it made you feel all these feels in one, in just orchestrations. Like I've never felt like that. I
No.
usually skip those
And
if there is any.
I like how he kept some of the original motifs, like the big dun 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 dun. Like,
Yes.
he kept like the iconic parts of the show, but like he just elevated certain moments to like
And he
the
added,
next level.
oh my God, what part from The Wizard of Oz? Oh my God.
Are you talking about, I never noticed it before, but in No One Mourns the Wicked, there's a little
Yes.
ding dong, the witch is
Yes, thank you.
dead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I like that. I
Love.
also like the way that like Jonathan Bailey and Sydia Erivo and Ariana Grande, the way they said certain things or saying certain things. Like even like Jonathan Bailey, like in the beginning of Dancing Through Life, like his little changes too. Like, I don't know, it made it different, but yet still it's still wicked. And I like that.
Lyrics made more sense.
Yeah.
I really felt like I understood the story more than I ever did before. When we saw Wicked recently, we didn't rate it that high when we saw the Broadway show recently
Yeah.
because like it was just very underwhelming. And
Which was shocking to us.
so I do wonder now if they're gonna take some of these new arrangements and implement it in the Broadway show to kind of elevate it now to the next
Yeah.
level. I think if they don't, I think people are gonna get disappointed because I think this is now the version people are expecting.
And we were a little disappointed.
Yeah.
Because we were like, wow, Wicked. We love it. But when we saw it, we expected, we needed a day. We were having like a rough couple weeks. We're like, we just need a show that will make us feel like, oh my God, like, yes, Broadway. And we left and we were like,
We were disappointed.
Yeah.
But this we felt like I want to go again. Like, I
Yeah,
could
me
watch this
too.
like 20 million times and never get
The people who
bored.
have it at home, how?
I tried
How?
to look it up online. I don't understand how they're finding it.
I will literally pay
I'll pay a
$40
lot.
and up.
So, are we agreed that for songs, music, new
Oh,
arrangements,
yeah.
10 out of 10? Okay.
Yeah, sorry. 10.
The book and script. Obviously, the book is and the script is very different than the Broadway show in the sense that it expands a lot upon a lot. And also something to keep in mind that part one is really only act one. So they
Yeah.
had to add enough information to make it worthy of a whole separate movie.
Yeah.
I loved the new background information that they added into the show. I think it actually, like, again, it really made me understand the story more. And I know they added in a lot of extra details that was in Gregory Maguire's original book. And
Yeah.
I think the Broadway show missed it. Like, one of the moments I mentioned to you that I wish was in the Broadway show is the whole segment with her nurse.
Yeah.
That's the bear. I finally understood why Elphaba cares so much about these animals. And it's because she was pretty
Yeah.
much raised by one.
Yeah. No, I agree completely. I think it made you understand Elphaba and her hurting and what the root cause of it was. of like your family, like her dad never truly loved her in a way that she should be. And they always looked upon her as something like dirty and gross almost. And like what caused her to be so, the way she was. I think it really made it made you understand Elphaba, made you hurt for her more. Like in the musical, like you feel it, but like you kind of like are like, okay, she's wicked. Like, okay.
You don't hurt
Like
for
she's
her as
evil. You
deeply.
don't, yeah, like I don't feel like sympathy for her after seeing it. After just seeing part one, I'm like, I feel so much for Elphaba and the fact that she was treated like that.
It also, the added moments with Nessa makes
Yes.
me hate Nessa more.
Oh,
And it
100%.
makes me understand more why Nessa's future becomes Nessa's future.
Yeah.
I also just felt like I even understood Glinda more and how really she's, the wicked one out of the two
Yeah.
of them. Like, and even like people, and this kind of goes back to the last topic, which is the songs and everything, like and understanding things more. Like, I've never heard No One Mourns the Wicked this way. Like, she's really singing about herself, and that's what everyone is talking about online, is that that part of the show is not really, her singing about Elphaba. She's singing about herself, that no one's gonna mourn her. She's the wicked one. She's the one that's gonna die alone.
Yeah.
Like, it's
Because
just
at that
very.
point, well, spoilers, because it's going backwards in the fact that, like, well, I guess not crazy spoilers, semi, but Elphaba leaves with Fiero and they go like missing or they fake their death really in the musical at least. So she's singing about losing two people in her life and now she lost two of her best friends and now what?
She was she's really alone. She lost
Yeah.
everyone.
Yeah.
But she was really the wicked one all along. Even like the way the movie, and it was written into the script for, and you pointed this out to me, for Madame Morrible to hug Glinda, to break the
Yeah.
falling gravity and walk her off.
Yeah.
It
That
just
was
shows
such
that she
great
succumbed to the bad
foreshadowing.
side. It
Yup.
was fantastic.
That was insane. You know what I was what was crazy when I was going through TikTok after we saw it? Is people don't know that the wizard and Elphaba's mom in the beginning, and they like shook to hear Jeff Goldblum's like voice in the song. And it's funny to me because like I remember when I saw the show the first time and my reaction when I like when it all panned out, and I hope people didn't get it that spoiled because I just remember the first time I saw Wicked and I was like, oh my God. I was like, there's no way.
To be honest, everyone on like TikTok and stuff, they're
They all
spoiling it for
spoiled it.
people, which I feel bad about. They spoiled who Fiero becomes, they spoiled who Bach
Yeah.
becomes. They've kind of spoiled all of it, which is
Yeah.
unfortunate. Like, I feel like people forget that. No, not everyone has seen a Broadway show. No, not everyone can
Yeah.
afford to see the Broadway show. For a lot of
Yeah.
people, this is their first experience with Wicked.
At least write spoilers before you start.
Exactly. Like we said, we're gonna say spoilers. We're not gonna hold
Yeah.
back. You know what else I loved in the show? I loved that they expanded upon the Grimmery and the history of the Grimmery.
Yes.
I never understood, and I could, I get, unless they just didn't include it, that the whole thing was that they all believed in the wizard because they thought he can read the Grimmery, but he really fakes it, and that's why he needs Elphaba. I never
No.
understood that part. It flew
No.
over my head. But this is
Yeah,
the first time I
definitely.
really like comprehended the significance of the Grimmery.
Yeah, like and I guess it's important to say Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth sang that part,
Which is funny.
which
I
was
mean, and
such a
they
good
gave like little
cameo.
nods to the Broadway show, like Candida does her
Yeah.
I'll be trying to do it while sick.
Yeah. Yeah. I was so happy it wasn't spoiled for us. So happy.
Even Stephen Schwartz being the wizard will see you
Yes.
now. I was like, why does no
Insane.
one in this audience realize that that's Stephen Schwartz? Like, what is wrong with all of you?
Yeah, literally. I
I
think
was freaking out.
when Idina and Kristen Chenoweth came out and went,
Kristen
"Shut up!" I think it went, "Shut up!" Like, I was
Chenoweth.
so excited. That was so cool, and I was so happy that didn't get spoiled because our reaction was insane. And I love that they did it. Again, it's for theater people. That's why I keep saying this was for the theater people. All the nods to the Broadway show and how they added like all these little Easter eggs and like things. It's definitely
This for
it was a
them.
nod to us theater people, and I love that.
Yeah. But you know what I also loved is that if you didn't know Wicked, you could see this and understand it.
Yeah, it wasn't confusing. Yeah.
I really thought it was very well done.
Definitely.
I'm curious to see how true to the book they stay for part
Yeah.
two.
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous about the songs being added in because I feel like it's gonna change the book.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm nervous about it. I also hope that there's parts of the book that they elaborate more. For example, cough, cough, Elphaba and Fiero's nasty
Oh,
scene.
Bridgerton. Bridgerton scene. Come on, give it to
I want that scene from Bridgerton with him and Kate
please.
when he's like doing something to her.
Yes. Yes, yes,
I want that
yes.
scene with
Or even in
Elphaba.
the carriage. Do it in a carriage. I'll be fine with
Oh my God, that carriage scene. Whew.
that. Okay.
I feel like
Yes, please.
we need to make a
We
Bridgerton
do.
podcast. But I'm curious to see what happens in part two. But for me, what do you think of book? I think a 10.
10.
So far, we're consistent. Directing, Jonathan Chu, the genius that you are. I don't even know how deep we gotta get into directing.
Right? Like, insane.
I think this is the best movie musical I've ever seen. And
Right?
Hairspray was always my favorite. I think this has passed Hairspray for best movie musical.
Me too, I agree. Like, even like the shadows of Elphaba that they did, like with her fingers and like all those like little things, it was like
It's so genius.
so good.
You could tell that he understood the story. You could tell that he wanted to honor the original Broadway show, but you also tell that he had a really deep vision and he knew how to portray it. But also, you could tell that the actors loved working with him,
And
and
trusted
that makes a
him,
good
yeah.
director. And you could tell he has so much passion for this project. Like I saw in an interview that he said if he did not find the right Elphaba and Glinda, he was not going to do these movies because it had to
Yeah.
be done right. And you know, it takes a lot of courage to say that.
Definitely, I agree.
Because a
Like,
lot of people would just want the paycheck.
exactly. And they spent their time and really they cast it amazingly. I mean,
Yeah.
I have my doubts, but I will never doubt again.
Yeah, and like, I mean, skipping ahead to casting, which is a category 10 out of 10. I
Oh
think
my God,
he
I have
did the
no notes.
most I think he did the most brilliant casting choices.
Nobody I didn't like. There was no one there I didn't like.
I was very nervous about Ariana,
Me too.
but she was genius
Galinda.
at Glinda. Like she made the character her own, but she really honored like all the
Yes.
Glindas before her. And I got very emotional watching it. I was just like,
Yeah.
this brilliant,
Yeah, no, I
brilliant.
agree.
So yeah, directing for me, 10 out of 10.
10.
Casting choices, 10 out of
Like, I have
10.
no issues. Like, and
No.
that's what's great about it. I was so scared that I'd be like, yeah, that wasn't good, or like, yeah, this person was terrible. Even like, Michelle,
Michelle
what's her name?
Yeoh, yeah.
Michelle Yeoh. I was nervous about her a little bit, but even though she's not like the best singer, she still was amazing in The Wizard and I.
Madame Morrible doesn't need to be the best singer. She just needs to be terrifying. And
Yeah.
she knew how to do the
Terrifying.
switch. When she makes the switch and she yells at the monkeys, I was like, holy SHIT.
Wait, and then when they slowed it down and she's walking, Oh
Oh
my
my God. I've
God.
never been so scared of a Matamoral.
Right? Insane.
Never. And I do feel like she really did care for Elphaba. I
Yeah.
really felt like that.
Yeah.
Which is it? I was like, whoa.
Whoa. Insane.
Whoa. Should we
She.
skip ahead and discuss acting since we're kind of already on it?
Yeah. I feel like we always
Okay.
kind of.
We skip around. So continue with Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah. I don't know what I was saying. I
She
don't
was
remember.
terrifying.
Yeah, like, and I was a little nervous about her, but then, like, really, her switch was insane. Like, I've never been more scared of Matamoral.
Never, never. And you know who I also loved? And I mean, the everyone out here knows we love him. But Jonathan Bailey was the most brilliant Fiero.
Insane.
He was charming, but you could, but he had such a softness to him
Yes.
that Fiero needs.
Loved. Because Fiero pretends like he doesn't care, but you can tell he cares.
Yeah.
And that's what he portrayed was, yeah, I'm gonna pretend like we're dancing through life, like
Yeah.
whatever. But then you see the soft spot with like the cub and when they're in the forest and
Yeah.
like.
And he did even such a great foreshadowing through his acting of becoming
Yeah.
the Scarecrow. Because, you know, there's a reason that the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz is the one that Dorothy's like, I'm gonna miss you most of all. And she builds the deepest connection with him because, you know, he has like a heart of gold.
Yeah.
And Jonathan really plays his Fiero that way. Like,
Did such a good job.
it. I got like so emotional, like watching him as Fiero.
So
And
good.
Cynthia Erivo was the
Oh
most
my
brilliant
God.
Elphaba. I don't think there's anyone out there that could have played the role better than that.
No, she did an insane job. Like, you felt for her.
Oh my God,
You
so
felt
much.
terrible for Elphaba. And, like, we've seen a bunch of Elphabas at this point. And yeah, you feel bad, but I didn't feel. And this is a movie. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what shocked me, because sometimes the movies, you don't feel it as much as when you see it live. But here, I was like, wow, my heart is breaking for her.
During the Oz dust scene, when you see the single tear fall out, and you know what? I realize that that's a moment that's really missing in the Broadway
Yes.
show. Is that, you know, in the Broadway show, it makes you think that none of this really bothers Elphaba.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that they showed that shows that she's just human, and that's supposed to be the
Yes.
whole point, is that she's no different than
No.
anyone else in the crowd.
She
But
has
they all assume
feelings.
it because her skin color, and
Yeah.
like, it just, it was so, it's
That
so,
scene.
so brilliant.
That scene. I mean, sobbing.
And also, I loved that her Elphaba had a sense of freedom to her during
Yeah.
Defying Gravity, which I feel like when you watch the Broadway show, the Elphaba is like, they all just know this is the big moment, I have to belt. And they
Yeah.
just like, they have like sometimes a look of anger on their faces, like they're becoming the
Yeah.
Wicked Witch. I like that Cynthia had a smile on, like a smile for being free to be who she wants, like who she is, and not being
Yeah.
scared of what other people think of her now. I just thought it was so
She's insane.
brilliantly done.
Like when I think of Elphaba, I'm gonna think of her. And
Yeah.
we've seen some iconic Elphabas, but like her just embodiment of it
Yeah.
was insane. Insane.
I think Jonathan Chu, like in the whole casting department, made them the smartest choices with this
Oh,
cast.
yeah. They
Even Jeff
definitely.
Goldblum as the wizard.
He was great.
He was
Great.
great, and you could see he's like a little sly, a little tricky, like, and you know, Jeff Goldblum always has that little like kick to him, like the way he been like gets lost in his thoughts, and he has like, you know, he talks like he's
Yeah.
always thinking, and I feel like the wizard would do that, like he's always thinking of his
Yeah.
next plan.
Definitely. I no complaints.
Acting for me is a 10 out of 10.
Like literally.
Jumping back a minute to choreography, which we skipped over. Christopher Scott's choreography is obviously trending right now on TikTok.
Yeah,
Everyone's
literally.
doing the What Is This Feeling dance. And I feel like that's how you know
It was
But the
good.
choreography was brilliant because the whole world has just engulfed it and fallen in love with it.
Yeah, I think like we always talk about it because like other shows I don't remember the choreography because I'm not a big that person. Like I like it, but I'm not like a dance person. And it's interesting to me that I could close my eyes right now and I can literally
Like
remember exactly what it was.
the whole thing.
That's how you know.
You know what I'm surprised more people aren't talking about? The dancing through life sequence. Like with the clock, and then they go in and they're in the
How
bookshelf.
the heck?
I saw an article online that Christopher Scott literally said to Jonathan Chu, he was like, "You have four takes. This dancer can only do this like crazy jump where he jumps down from the clock and then rolls four
Yeah.
times before he gets physically really hurt." And like, it's
Wow.
just like, he's so brilliant the way he choreographed, but you could
Yeah.
tell that he really cared also. And like, even like if you watch the dance very carefully, there was so much foreshadowing there about
Yes.
Fierro becoming the Scarecrow, which I also think was a nod to Wayne Cilento's choreography from the original Broadway show, because there's also a lot of foreshadowing in that number.
'Cause even like Jonathan Bailey goes like with his arms out when he's
Yeah.
like in the doorway. Shoot, what was I gonna say? Oh, one thing that's really cool is, and I love this, they did not during the Ozzfest ball. Ariana and Cynthia Erivo had no idea what the dance was, and they just played off of each other, and I think that made it 10 times more beautiful. In
It
the fact that
did.
they had no idea what, well, I guess Cynthia Erivo
She
knew what she was
knew.
doing.
Ariana didn't.
Ariana did it. I think it made it more realistic, but also more like sad almost.
It was so heartbreaking, but like it was more believable.
Yeah.
I just feel like in the with the Broadway show now, everything, I mean, I guess also because we've seen it before, but everything's just become a bit predictable. And here, I didn't know what to expect next. And I did like that Christopher Scott made the choreography his own. I like that he didn't just copy Wayne Cilento,
Yeah.
which I think was important.
No, yeah, I agree.
I also like that he really modernized the choreography, but all the choreography had such whimsy to it,
Yeah.
which like made you feel like you're in Oz.
It was insane. It was so good.
It was brilliant. 10 out of 10.
Yep. So
I
first, like,
saw,
10 out of 10, please.
I don't
Other
know. I
than
mean,
set.
well, set design, we said 9, so it's gonna bring our ratings down.
By one.
Yeah, but I feel like it should be a 10 out of 10. So moving on to our last category, which is special effects slash CGI. Do you want to start?
Yeah, I think, like, I was a little nervous with the CGI, like, animals and stuff. But for some reason, the way they did it didn't, like, take me out of it.
No, I thought they looked very realistic in a way.
Yeah.
I got scared that it was going to be like The Lion King, like the
Me
first live
too.
action where like their faces don't
Yes. Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah, I was happy that it wasn't like that. There were some of the like magic tricks that I felt like, oh, didn't wow me,
Okay.
but there were some other moments where I was like, holy poop, like defying gravity. Like, you know, half of that scene is
Yeah.
CGI. The monkeys, like, the
Yeah,
CGI
I
was so
forget.
well done. It was so creepy when the wings were coming out. Like, that's all
Yeah.
CGI.
See, I didn't realize that was CGI because it looks so real.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, even the monkeys, I was like, it didn't look like super fake in the fact that it took me out of things. So I think they did a great job. The monkeys were so creepy, though. Creepy.
Oh my God, they
They
freaked me
scare me in the
out.
show, too, though. So let's be
I
honest
remember
here.
you grabbed me during the show,
I was like,
but oh my God, I saw someone on TikTok be like, "Why did Wicked turn into a horror movie when the monkey like crashes into and
yeah.
cracks the glass of the window?" And remember during that part, I jumped so
Yeah,
big.
you
I
did.
was
Literally, because it is scary.
It terrified me, that part.
Oh my God, remember when we were walking out of the movie theater and the little kid? He's like, "I liked it, but the monkeys were a little scary."
Yeah. I was
That's
like,
funny.
maybe this needs to be rated higher.
What was it rated?
I don't know actually. Let's see. What is the rating of The
Because
Wicked
that's what
Movie?
I'm afraid about with part two.
PG.
Oh.
Part two is, should not be PG. It should be PG-13. They are gonna have a smexy scene.
It better.
They're supposed to. If they don't honor that and do As Long As Your Mind the way it's supposed to be done, I'm gonna be pissed.
Well, I want As Long As Your Mind plus a little bit. Plus a
Yeah,
little bit of the stuff from the book drizzled in.
I need a little bit of a Fiera scene.
Literally. Literally. Please and
PG,
thank you.
there's no way they're gonna include that.
You know what? I went down like a Bridgerton TikTok hole the other night because I was just thinking about all of it. I just went down a whole TikTok of just like random scenes. I was just laying in bed just watching. I was like, ah, love it. But we need that for part two, please and
But
thank you.
Bridgerton is rated R,
Yeah.
so I don't know what they're gonna do with Wicked, because I feel like you got all these kids loving the movie. They're selling out the merchandise. They're buying the Barbie dolls with the
With
wrong
the
website.
wrong website. That's so funny.
I don't know what they're gonna do.
Well, that's what I'm a little nervous about because I feel like as like Broadway people, which a lot of people who are listening probably are, and like we want the rating to go up for part two because that's what, As Long As Your Mind, that's what it is. They're
Yeah, I mean,
clinging to each other.
yeah, they got supposed to do a smexy, and there's a lot of
Yeah.
scary things in part two. Box transformation could freak someone out,
It's,
mattering how
yeah.
they do it. Fiero being hung
Yeah, literally.
could freak someone out. Even Nessa Rose gets a, she gets her house crushed
Yeah,
on
exactly. I
her.
wonder how they'll show that.
Yeah, I mean, there's some scary parts. I
Yeah.
think they have to go up to at least PG-13.
Yeah.
And then it's
And
the
at
parents'
least
choice if they
because,
want to bring the kids, but
yeah, at least because, like, you want to honor those things, for us.
yeah, I mean, they cannot do all of this off screen.
No. No. I'm telling you now, it's
Like if they cut, like if you see Fiero and Elphaba just like give a little kiss and then they cut
no.
and then they don't do it, I'ma be pissed.
If they do that, the whole theater is gonna be like, no!
Like, why
Like,
cast Jonathan Bailey?
are you kidding me? You
The
just put the
king.
fear of God in me by saying that. That's my biggest fear. I'll be thinking about that for a whole year now. If that happens, I'm gonna be so mad. Because in the Broadway show, they'd be kissing and touching each other.
Yeah, I'm a riot.
Oh, well, literally, I will be like, absolutely not. Try again. Try again.
Yeah.
Redo it.
Take the pants off, take the shirt off, and do it
At
again.
least the shirt. Like, at least
Yeah.
give us a shirt.
You casted Jonathan Bailey. At least take the shirt off.
Come on. He does it all the time in Bridgerton. Come
Yeah.
on.
Oof, and it's nice on Bridgerton.
Oh, it's so good.
The men won.
They won.
They
Not fair.
won.
They don't deserve to win, but they
Wait,
did.
so we didn't do our rating for CGI.
I'm kind of tempted like a nine.
I actually agree with you, so I'm happy you said that.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's our favorite part of the
Oh, yeah.
episodes where we, while I calculate Skylar rants. So Skylar, you ready for today's ranting spree?
Yeah, let's talk about the fact that every time we walk into a Target, I don't have to buy something that's Wicked related. And it's a sick problem. But also, they're very good at the merch for this movie. Like, The Greatest Showman didn't have merch like this. This is insane. Everything is so cute, and I want everything. And it's a sick problem.
I can't
But,
believe how much merch there is.
and the fact that, like, we have a lot of it, which we're merch people, but we're not merch people. Like, we're not like crazy, but we have a lot of it. Like, the Outsiders, we love the Outsiders. We just have the tote from it and the magnet. Like,
It's
with the
true.
Wicked merch, like, I have a cardigan, I have the sweatshirt, we have the socks, The Notebook times two, times two.
The
Some stickers.
notebooks times two. Yeah, we've been going a little crazy with the Wicked merch. You know what we bought a lot of? The soaps.
The soap, I forgot. I literally just used the cream too. It smells so good.
Did I tell you I bought more?
Iconic.
It was on sale for Black Friday. It was half off. We paid
Darn.
$40 for the set, remember? Now it
Yeah.
went down to 28.
Damn.
I was pissed. But I bought the Elphaba set because I already had the Glinda set.
Smells so good. It's my favorite. I use it
Yeah.
like I put it on my face, I put it on my hands, I put it everywhere.
It's incredible.
It smells so good.
So
I've never smelled better.
our ratings are in. Should I round it up? Right
What
now
is it?
I have a double digit. I'm trying to decide if I round it up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna round it up. Okay. And I think this is pretty accurate to how we feel. May I get a cough and a drum roll, please?
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Cough, cough. Our rating is a 9.8 out of 10.
That makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
It was so good. I'm so glad it was so good because I was scared it was gonna be.
I want to go again. I think you and me should go in 4D.
Is that when it shakes?
It shakes, but like I heard that like during Defying Gravity, like the wind is blowing on you, and it feels like you're actually like flying with her. And I think we should
We
go.
should do it. That would be so funny.
We could film ourselves. I think it would be hilarious.
Oh my God, we should do that.
I
I'm down.
know of a theater. I think we
I'm
should go.
down. I'm down. That's so
Yeah,
funny.
I wanted to talk to you about that. I think we have to go in 4D.
That's funny.
Like if I could
Yeah.
experience any movie in 4D, I want it to be this one.
Yeah, right?
Imagine
Literally.
Jonathan Bailey in 4D. I wonder if they like send out like his cologne.
Could you imagine? That would be so funny.
Oh my
They
God,
just
I'd
put the
freak
air
out.
conditioning on because they know everyone's sweating after seeing him.
Yeah. We need
Yeah,
it.
definitely.
So yeah, I think that's it for this week. Anything
Yeah,
else?
that's pretty much it. Part two, we want the rating to go up. We want some smexy scenes.
We want some smexy scenes. Do you have any? Oh, we wanted to say, were there any final predictions of what they're gonna do in part two?
Oh, predictions? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have like a full picture of what I think will happen.
Yeah, I
Because
don't
all
either.
I'm picturing is the Broadway show right now, and that's my problem.
I hope they don't ruin it. Like honestly, like it just number one did so well. Like they have a lot to live up to in number two.
Yeah,
It's
they
gonna be
really do.
disappointing if part two is like bad.
Yeah, I really hope that As Long As Your Mind is what it should be. I think No Good Deed has to be insane. Like, it
Yeah.
has to be like full on. Like, I could picture, like, let's say she has a book and just like a bunch of like smoke around her. Like, extreme though, like different colors and stuff.
I want to see him transforming during No Good Deed.
Yes, 100%. And I want to see more of him like searching for her.
Yeah. I hope we see more of Dorothy and Oz.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to see it correlate with the movie.
Definitely.
And I also, you know, I mentioned this to you in the car the other day. I hope at some point there's a little scene between the Scarecrow and the Tin Man where Bach and Fiero realize it's each other.
Yeah, right?
Because it bothers me that in the
That'd be
Broadway
so
show, it's
funny.
never acknowledged that, like, hey, we were friends in school.
Yeah.
Like, do they not remember each other? Like, they have their memories. I hope that's acknowledged
That would be
and
so
solved.
funny. Where they're just like standing there and go, Bach? Fiero? Like the Spider-Man
Yeah,
meme?
look, there better be something. Like,
Yeah.
Dorothy's, like, off doing her own thing with the lion, and then the two of them have a moment.
And they're like, what? Oh, yeah.
Like you know what I mean? Like, I
Yeah,
feel like
they
it's
definitely should.
necessary.
Because it doesn't make sense if they're there. No, I agree. That would be cool, though.
Yeah.
Definitely think they got a lot. They got some bangers in part two, though. Bangers.
Music. And for good. I better be sobbing. If I'm not sobbing, then they fucked up. Ooh, excuse my language on
Oh,
the
it's okay. I
podcast.
definitely curse a bunch of times. For good has to be. We'll be sobbing. We'll be unwell. That's gonna be beautiful. I agree.
Well, I guess that's it for this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed us ranting about the Wicked movie. I hope
Go
you
see it.
enjoyed my smoker voice.
Yeah, it got better by the end.
Yeah, you know what? I've been kind of eating a cookie and gulping some water, and I think it
It's a
helped a
cookie,
bit.
obviously.
Oh my God, of course.
Of
It's
course it's a cookie.
the cookie.
Yeah, so that was our Wicked, which so good. If you
Ten out
didn't
of
see it and
ten.
you listened to this far, why'd you do that to yourself? But go see the
Yeah.
movie.
Also, if you don't know the Broadway show and you listen this far, sorry about Vero
Sorry about that.
and
We warned
Bob.
you. We
We
warned you.
warned you.
So
Okay,
yeah.
everyone. Well, I hope you have an amazing week. And once again, like always, you can follow us on our
Yes.
socials at Love Letters to BUA with one Y on TikTok. And at Love Letters to BUA with two Ys on Instagram because one Y wasn't
Listen.
available and everyone sucks. And
Yes.
also, like always, for all business inquiries, please feel free to reach out up to us at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. Once again, it's lo at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. We can be reached 24/7 hours a day. I don't sleep, especially being sick right now. I can't breathe. And
Yeah.
Skylar, you can reach at 5
Yeah. That's my alarm's gonna is going off at 5 a.m. tomorrow. That sucks. But gotta get through. Two more days. Two more days, people.
Gotta do what you gotta do. A
Gotta do
baby's
it.
gotta do what a baby's gotta do.
Exactly. But yeah, hopefully we'll see a show.
Please
Pray for us.
pray for us. We need it. I don't even know
Yeah.
when we're free to go to a show next. We have to discuss this.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's right.
Uh-oh. That's a big uh-oh.
Uh-oh. When are we free?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
It's sad. Well, during the week, maybe. During the week.
Maybe a weeknight.
Yeah. All right. Well,
Uh-oh.
thanks
Oh,
for
okay.
listening.
Thank you guys. Have a good week.
Have a good week.
Bye.
See ya.